Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's a Monday, August the 11th. And good morning. Let me finish all this up. It's 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. And it's like, gosh, 6 after 7. Yes, it's been quite the morning already. But let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are in the green to start the week. Currently, the Dow's up 53 points at 16,607, while the NASDAQ's up 27 at 4,398, and the S&P 500 is up 8 at 1,940. Oil's up 22 cents a barrel at $97.87, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's down $1.80 at $1,309, while silver is up 2 pennies at $19.97 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks: Walmart is down 2 dimes at $74.46. J.P. Morgan's up a nickel at $56.39, while GE is up 14 cents at $25.81. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 in the morning. If you're looking for the right mixture of music and noise and Linda laughing, come right here. But on our Wells Fargo Advisors, head on down there. The right mixture of care and knowledge to help you on your road to financial success.
I need some laughter.
Give them a call at 243-7561 and then head on down to Park.
I need some laughter. I wish we had like a button that went laughter, you know, like a Bob Hope, you know. I need a Bob Hope moment. 69 degrees currently in the downtown studios. How are you on this Monday morning? Looks like we're going to have isolated thunderstorms. That's a prediction, like 20% of isolated thunderstorms. Temperatures around 97. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight with temperatures around 60. Hey, guess what? Tomorrow looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 91 and sunny on Wednesday around 88. Bob, thank you, you and Brenda, for Saturday for doing my show at the mall. I really appreciated you being there and taking the helm at the mall. And I wanted to say that the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. But guess what? New slogan, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, give senior and veteran discounts. But again, Bob and Brenda, thank you so much for Saturday. We did a live remote show. It was back to school. It was a blast. We did a live in the mall at Center Court and then rushed down to MC the fashion show with 40 of the most adorable kids.
Mm.
It was a blast.
So what are they wearing this year?
Well, just a lot of fun stuff. You know, they were showing everything that was from the mall. A lot of boots and leggings are the big deal, or jeggings are the big deal, and you know, layers and backpacks and stuff like that. So it was really, really great. So Carl,
you know, I come in the morning. And I could come in to get on the mics in the morning. And as you know, we have lots of shows over the weekends. And we also have producers that I pay to be here and do certain things. And one of them is at the end of each hour, at the end of each show, is they make sure the area is cleaned up, and especially at the end of the day. But today I walk in here, and on the microphone, somebody has been eating food and, like, cashews is spitting all over the microphone.
Oh boy!
And so I'm looking at it. I mean, it's residue. It's a 4-year-old. I don't know what it is. So I'm looking at it, and I ask our producer that was there yesterday. I said, "So what happened?" And he explained what he thought had happened. So I guess now we have to put up another sign in here. We got like 1,000 signs. It says, well, clean microphones, put chairs back, do what, you know, do everything you're supposed to do. So,
but well, it's Monday morning, and so morning. we start off with adjusting in the morning, and so happy to be
here.
We had
to scrape it off with a knife.
You know, we're going to have some filling guests for us in the next few weeks, and the big deal right now for me, for my stomach to not be in knots, is to hope that our flight from Reading takes place, because I'm understanding that we're not going to find that out until this afternoon. Are we leaving Reading, or are we going to scramble to San Francisco?
Well, it's the same thing as everybody else runs into, is that, hey, I'm going to take a plane from Reading. Not so fast. Now, supposedly the airline, they've said that all the airport's fixed down in San Francisco. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll find out. Anyway, we've got backup plans, and then more backup plans, so don't worry, it's going to happen.
You need to go get in that tanning booth, right?
In that tanning booth?
Yeah, the airport tanning booth.
Yeah,
Linda's airport tanning booth.
What do we have on the agenda today, Carl?
Well, we have Boyce Muse coming in today, and Boyce is a great guy. Boyce Muse is one of the has been really a success in our city and the whole area in the North State. Hires a lot of people, Muse Concrete. And it started off, talk about a bootstraps kind of guy. Plus, he's a friend. So we want to have him on and talk about things that, you know, we want to talk about business here in Reading, the future here, what's he think about the elections, also crime. And crime plays a big part in anything we're doing in decisions. And there's a lot of other things we want to talk about today, and one of them being consensual sex. Yeah. The state of California is trying to define consensual sex.
Really?
At the universities, yeah. And it says if you receive money from the state of California, you will fall under this law. And we want to talk about that as soon as we get back. But first, how'd you sleep last night?
Oh, well, I was thinking about that this morning. You know, besides just, you know, getting up and having a drink of water, because I drink a lot of water through the night. I just felt like, you know, I'm going to miss my bed. I think it's wonderful when you feel so comfortable in your Sleep Number bed that you know that when you're away from it, you're going to miss it. And I've changed my settings a little bit. So I've gone from 55 to 40. And I'm just liking it. A very long day. I used to nap. I'm not napping these days. It's just a long day to be able to fall into bed and feel like I'm really my bed is inviting. Well, our Sleep Number setting for me is 40.
Well, my Sleep Number setting is 42. 40 also, I guess I should say, not 42. But the big thing they have right now is, besides the dual-air technology, is the Sleep IQ technology. Sensors are working with that to track how you're sleeping. And it will send you messages over an app, and there's nothing you have to do except sleep. And it will give suggestions like adjusting your Sleep Number setting or daily routine for best possible sleep. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? I don't know. Bob, how much is it worth? I mean, is it? Can you put a price tag?
Well, it's like
the
credit
tag?
Card ad. It's priceless.
Yeah, it's it is. It is priceless. And if you don't get a good night's sleep, you know, the next day, it's everything can go downhill quick. And then add 2 or 3 days of that, and you know what happens. But right now, you can get a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starting at under $1,000. Now, these are made in America. Hooray. Guaranteed. Another hooray. And it's the Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year. Now, Consumer Report doesn't take money, doesn't take ads. So when they judge something, they judge it on the how good it really is. Sleep Number, right down in our Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center, and go down and see Brian or Janice, and have them show you how to get a great night's sleep. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about how can you define consensual sex, and how can you define it for 18-year-olds. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, it has not only does it have great food and healthy food for you, it has an in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff, classes on health and diet, and raw and organic food. All of these are reasons to shop at Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, let's go on. Consensual sex. If you're going to take money from the state of California, like California State Institutions does, under this new law, you must have a definite consensual sex, I guess it would be a laws or rules there. On how to
the policy.
A policy. Thank you very much. A policy on it that, and this is first in the nation, but it requires that all colleges that receive public funds to set a standard for when yes means yes. And this is going to be a little tough because silence, it means you need a definite affirmative to have for two college kids to have sex. Silence doesn't mean consent. Silence doesn't mean consent. Now, it could be if it's accompanied, though, by a nod.
A wink.
A wink, or they move a little bit closer to each other. So, yeah, I know. Bob, you're looking at me.
May I ask a question, sir? The country, economy, and cities are falling apart, and legislators are occupying themselves with what college kids have been doing since they've been colleges?
Well, this is in California. You have to remember where we are. You know, we're land of la la. Now, here's the other thing about it is that one in five, the reports are one in five college students are assaulted sexually. The question is, of course, is what is your definition of, you know, of sexual assault? In this case, it could be is, oh, somebody, you know, went too far and then stopped. I mean, there's the definition of sexual assault is you've got to take a look at that. Anyway, here you go. Is this law enforceable? And does this open things up? Does this open the colleges up and universities up to lawsuits? But does it open up other people? Okay, Linda and I are out on a date. We've been whooping it up. We've been dancing and drinking and all this. And we have, in the evening, we start touching. Now, sexual assault can be touching too, right? Yes, it can be. Work with me, guys. Sexual assault can be touching too. That's what, you know, because you see football players and other people be accused of sexual assault because they grab somebody's butt. Sexual assault. Okay. So you're dancing or something like this, and Linda
is that sexual assault when somebody touches your butt?
Yes. Well, it could be, sexual assault is touching.
Whereas in the years ago, that would have been considered a pass.
Well, it's sexual assault. Things have changed. So Linda reaches over and pats me. Or grabs me. Is this sexual assault? And then she says, well, wait a minute. He was moving toward me. I thought it was okay. Micromanagement of sex in the college. How do you enforce this? And here's the other thing. Well, she touched me first. No, he touched me first. No,
what about
she touched
a hug?
Me first.
You know, that's kind of frightens me because I'm a hugger. And I hug people, which then, you know, then that means I've made body contact with people who may be uncomfortable. But I kind of just feel like, I guess my place is that, you know, a hug can really melt, you know, a frozen heart. But I will say, you know, I'm only going from personal experience. When a girl is, 11, 12, 13, and she starts to come into her sexuality, I mean, you go from, you know, having the little toy horses and little Barbie dolls or whatever, you know, your dolls into what it is to, come into your cycle and start to feel, you know, start to grow and mature. It's a weird time for children and not to how to express it. You start getting attention from boys and you maybe go to school from sixth grade to seventh grade. Now seventh grade, you're being flirted with, you know, connotations. You don't know what to do with that. Is it, it's very mixed emotions for a girl. Do you, you know, I know that it starts with your mom and dad, but I mean, have parents lost touch with what it was like for them when they were 13? Times do change. What it's like, you know, but there is appropriate behavior and not, and disappropriate behavior. But I remember in high school, the kids would go by and grab you. The boys would be in a cluster and they'd go by and grab, hold you. They get a cop a feel, if you will.
Well,
now
see,
that
now
would
that,
be a sexual assault.
That is sexual assault. But
back then, you didn't say anything.
Well, you should have, but because it was but you're right, though. There was things that happened. But now, the definition of consensual sex, I can just see this is just going to just go everywhere, but the way it should be going. And, of course, you know, one in five being assaulted is there has to be something done, either whether it's male or female. Something has to be done. And the classes that know me know the fact is that, hey, do you really actually believe it's wrong? Do you? How many people believe it's wrong for a girl if she's unconscious or really drunk for you to have sex with her?
No, absolutely.
It's okay?
No, absolutely wrong.
Absolutely wrong. Okay.
Oh, you said wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But is it wrong? Yes, absolutely wrong for this. And this is, you know, for take advantage of anybody. But to get into something where two kids or two young people are have been, you know, it doesn't even mean drinking, but just out and kissing and hugging and somebody grabs, you know, somebody or touches somebody. Is that for criminality? Is that criminality? I'm not sure.
We've got
hopefully
so
the kids have got
at the yeah. drop of a
hey,
hand.
You know, hopefully the kids are much more. Our young people are much more have much more common sense than our legislators do. I mean, really, I hope they have more common sense than our legislators do. But I kind of doubt it.
Time was if a bottom got touched in an inappropriate manner, the following reaction would be open hand to the side of the cheek.
Yeah, I'm sure that still goes on. Well,
people will follow the crowd. You know, I think that is where we begin parenting at home, or you have really good mentors that teach you from a young age the rights and wrongs of things you do. Now, you know, one of the things that's in headline right now, talk about people following, is that there's a teenager that was shot in St. Louis, and they're rioting on the streets. It reminds me of the riots in Watts. I mean, stores broken into, torching. So far, 32 arrests. 32 arrested.
Burning their own neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Streets in Ferguson opened on Sunday night, were relatively quiet early Monday. Some debris littered the area, but crowds had dispersed. Police did not respond to calls by the Associated Press asking for details or arrest, law enforcement, and violence in the unrest. It seems like several businesses were looted, including a check cashing store, a boutique, and a small grocery store. People took items from a sporting goods store and a cell phone retailer and carted items, rims away from tire store. Some climbed atop police cars, and officers with riot shields and batons stood stoic nearby, trying to restrict access to the most seriously affected areas. What do you do? A teen gets shot, and all of a sudden mayhem breaks out.
His parents are saying this is... His parents are saddened by this whole thing, of course. Teenager shot and killed by the police, and then the rioting starts that night. They had a vigil, and then the rioting started. Frankly, the rioting was for people. Was people just want to go out and destroy and steal? In many cases, I think probably the majority of it. The mother and father, like I said, they're saddened by the whole thing. I mean, their son's killed, and then people use this as an excuse to riot. And this, and in their own neighborhoods, where then they didn't burn down the stores in their own neighborhoods. This is incredibly dumb. And I know where Ferguson, Missouri is. It's next to Florissant, where I used to live back when I lived in Missouri. And it was, the town itself, of course, that's been a few years. So, I don't know if the town's changed or anything, but it was a quiet town. So obviously it probably did change a little bit. Cole 45 season's over. This was a great season. You know
what?
The Colt 45s did a great job there. I can't wait to get Rick Bassetti on talk about this. That their overall, the attendance leaped forward by hundreds per game. They did so many things for it to help people. People got tickets, sold tickets, got half of the ticket amount to go for their charities and for their causes. I mean, what a great deal. And then how can you have a better night than to stay at the baseball stadium? You walk in, $5, and another $5 to get a hot dog and a drink. You know what? Is that just wonderful? And you know what? You can say anything you want, but take a look at the stadium. You know, the Tiger Stadium looks better. It looks, the whole thing looks so much better down there. And it also helps take that park back and control the park. And we're going to, Boyce Mews is going to talk about that. He's one of the big supporters of baseball here and in Colt 45's baseball.
That's a portion of America that is us.
It is us. I mean, you can say, oh, where was it invented? Well, baseball was invented here. Well, they used to have, cricket. I don't even know what you're talking about. This is baseball. This is American. This is America. This is baseball, apple pie. And not Chevrolet.
If you can get rid of the politics outside of the game of the franchises, when you go inside the field, it's still good old baseball. It's something that hasn't – the game hasn't changed.
Yeah, the game hasn't changed.
So that's a cool thing.
There are aspects of the game that have changed.
Yeah.
The game itself has never changed. You know, you got to hit the ball. You got to catch the ball. You got to be able to run. You got to be able to pitch. And the things about it, that has not changed at all. What has changed around it are the people, where they talk about how long a game takes now. And they said, the batter steps out of the box each time, tightens up his batting glove each time, steps back in, steps back out, steps back in. I mean, and then you get that. And so what you – and then little kids see this. Oh, I've got to tighten up my But, there's still players out there. One of the Colt 45s that plays without gloves. He goes out, just grabs a bat. Hey, he's ready to rock.
It's a chess match. It's fun to watch.
Well, it is. But, you get into people. Then you get into things like Joe DiMaggio. Was it 56 straight games? And when Joe – remember when Pete Rose was making a run at that, and he had something like 40 games he hit in a row? something like that. He had 40-something games. And he goes, look, and he says, there's a lot of stress here. He says, I'm not taking anything away from DiMaggio, but DiMaggio didn't face three pitchers in one game.
Yeah.
You know, DiMaggio didn't play at night like we do. He says there's, you know, it's a completely different, you know, reason that probably this record will never be broken, the DiMaggio record. And then everyone, and this last thing I'll say is all these people that have broken all these records, but they were on steroids,
Yeah. Their
names shouldn't appear anywhere near the record books. There shouldn't be an asterisk by their names. There shouldn't be anything. You know, some of them are saying done during steroid era. How about on steroids and they pull their names? They should never be in the books.
When we come back, speaking of talking about records, let's talk about Tony Stewart.
Okay.
And racing.
Okay.
That
was a tragedy.
Yeah, but let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460. We'll see you after these messages.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With a $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani. What about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head? Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh.
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes. Original shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit MarysPizzaShack.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Do you have brown eyes or blue eyes? Are you outgoing or shy? Turtle Bay Exploration Park wants to know, who are you? Find out in Identity, an exhibition of you. Over 25 different interactives explore your physical identity, help you find your personality type, and look at how you create your social identity. Identity is free with park admission, is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and supported by Shasta Pathology Associates. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We are. Farmers.
We at Farmers Insurance are hiring. It is rewarding taking care of your customers and being involved in the Reading community. Now is the time to take charge of your destiny. If you or any friends, family, or co-workers are interested, please have them contact us at the Reading Farmers District office at 243-1100. Again,
243-1100. We are Farmers.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Monday morning. Good morning, my friends. It is August 11th. It's 7:35 in the morning. 69 degrees out there going
titanium.
Up to the 90s.
Close
to 100.
This. What a great song.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Just saw I just saw Leonard the other day, last week. Saw how he's doing. Got some great turquoise stuff in there. Some a lot of good Native
Opals.
American. A lot of good Native American stuff.
I popped in there,
stuff.
Too, and got battery and watch. You know, watches. Excuse me, batteries. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, a great selection of jewelry. I'm telling you, you can't beat the prices. You can't beat the quality. And he is a straight shooter, is Leonard. Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. He's fun to talk to.
I wanted to talk about Tony Stewart and, you know, the race car. I mean, this is definitely headlines today. Kevin Ward, a 20-year-old race car driver, was killed Saturday night after he struck on the track by NASCAR star Tony Stewart, according to New York Sheriff, during a sprint car race in New York Motorsports Park.
It was at Watkins Glen.
Ward was spun out by Stewart, got out of his car to show his displeasure, and then was struck by Stewart's car, sending Ward sliding down the track. Fellow sprint car racer Tyler Graves and witness Adam Dyskolski said to US Today to Sports. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm slurring. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, what my point is, the guy got out of the car. You're in, like, how many, 200, 300 miles per hour?
No. These are sprint cars. They're only doing probably 80 to 90 miles an hour.
He got out of his car.
It's a short track. It's a short track.
They said this guy's been a hothead. I'm not saying, you know, an accident could have happened here, but he got out of his car on a track. That's like getting out of your car on a freeway.
Well, the other thing.
Do you think maybe you could get hit?
Well, he didn't think that because he hopped out of his car. Unfortunately, he was wearing a dark fire suit, a dark helmet, and the track's not lit very well. Stewart's coming up around the track behind another car. The car in front of Stewart saw the guy and made a hard turn to avoid him, and Stewart didn't have a chance. He just ran into him, knocked him down the track. Young man was killed. Stewart says he's not racing anymore at Watkins Glen. The police don't think there's going to be any charges. I mean, you know, if you're not bumping, you're not racing kind of thing. You know, the one time Linda and I did stock car races together. There was a lot of bumping and rubbing there. A lot of bumping and grinning as you're going around the track.
Well, they're saying that, the 3-time NASCAR champion, he owns, short tracks, races grassroots series in his spare time has ownership stakes in a multi, tiered racing empire with interests in NASCAR and sprint cars. You know, they think that's going to have a ripple effect. And I think, like any person who possibly thinks that they could have been instrumental in taking someone's life, I could definitely see where somebody maybe want to just like take a chill from the sport for a while. Really.
Okay. Let's go to, well, it does. You know, when you do something, when there's something like that. Okay. Let's go to Iraq for a second here in this ISIS. They buried ISIS. These are these terrorists in this movement that want to build a caliphate in Iraq. These are the ones that the way that they describe what happened is, well, you know what, bad intelligence. You know, because he was warned about it 2 years ago. Well, it was bad intelligence and all this.
Tell us what ISIS is, because
well,
we hear ISIS.
Group,
this. What is
Islamic,
ISIS?
It's an Islamic.
The Islamic State of Iraq, like, and
they keep
Syria
changing,
in this case,
right.
And it was ISIL, which was
first.
Levant, which is right. The historic homeland.
And then so what happened is they started in Syria. And then they've just taken, Mosul, and they've fought all the way down, taken the largest dam in Iraq. And they're telling Christians either convert to Islam or you'll be killed. They are, you know, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people are trying to get out of there. And the Yazidis are a secular group that they don't agree with. They're Muslim and they don't agree with them. So they've been killing them, beheading them, children, burying them alive. These people, I watched, somebody sent me a tape or a video of what these guys are doing over there. I mean, it is just wholesale murder. Just dragging people up, boom, throwing them into the river because they want the river to run red as they did back centuries ago during another battle that the Muslims were killing each other over. And they wanted the river to run red. Well, I tell you, they did their very best to make that happen. But these people here are I shouldn't even say They're not people. They're some kind of degenerate animal that does that kills like this. It kills just wantonly. Will kill children with knives.
A story on the BBC this morning about a tweet sent out by a British citizen who has turned jihadi and took his boy with him. And there's a tweet picture of a seven-year-old boy holding with both hands the head of a slain Syrian soldier, and the caption is, "That's my boy." That's the mentality we're
there
facing.
There you go. There you go. And I tell you what, they also have a photo of one of the people we released from Guantanamo standing behind a pile of of heads. And this is the guy we released over – I think he was one of the ones we released with the Berg – or the Berger. But what's his name? The guy, Bo Bizarre or something like that. The sergeant that had deserted.
Bergdahl, Sergeant Bergdahl.
Yeah. Bergdahl. Now, the thing is that now we're starting to bomb. And we're taking out some of the leadership here. Now, can they project power into the United States right now? No, not right now. But this is where, they're not, what was Obama's comment? Oh, you can take a JV team and put Laker uniforms on them, but they're not going to be a Kobe Bryant. Well, guess what? These guys get a foothold in there. They've got the oil fields. They get a dam. They have these. And you don't think that they won't try to launch attacks against the United States or our embassies or our people or our, any interest, business interest around the world? Hello? Where are you, Mr. President?
Doesn't matter if it's a missile from a drone or a sword. You're just as dead.
And one's not quite as promiscuous.
Yeah.
Well, as was a famous line, weapons that rend the ground promiscuously. And as opposed to facing somebody over the sights of a rifle, a sword's better. Okay. The other thing, and when you see things like that, then you think about our men and women out there fighting against jihadists that are this crazy or this fanatical. And so what we've done, we gave our second round of pink slips to our Army soldiers, our majors this time. They did it to captains the first time. Now they did it to majors, including majors that were in combat, deployed to Afghanistan, and as they did to captains earlier. 1,200 captains, of which 39 or 40 were in Afghanistan, others deployed in other places around the world, and now they've done it to the majors.
May I ask a question? Are you familiar with this? The major general who was murdered. Let's call it what it was murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true that the U.S. folks in this facility were not allowed to carry because it might offend the locals?
I don't know about that. I have not heard that. I know that when we went in to brief the governor of Anbar province back in 06, we had no problem with that because we were all locked and loaded. If you see photos of me briefing the governor there, you'll see that I've got an M4 with a magazine in it, and trust me, there was a round in the chamber, and I was carrying pistols and everything else because we had, at that point, gun battles going on the roof. Yeah. You know, the 50 calibers going off, we'd be taking fire. And this is why we were briefing the governor about, hey, what's the situation? What do you think the situation here in Ramadi is? Well, it's not real good.
but if we lost a major command, a command officer, yes, because we weren't allowed to carry weapons. That raises my rage level.
You know what? The guy was, it sounds like the guy was in a bathroom, but in a different building. And then they were walking up. That's when he started shooting. It wasn't like he walked into the room. But then again, you're not going to hear about this for a while until they figure out what happened. But going back to the pink slips is, how can we as a nation, how can we condone this? How can we condone the fact that we send a piece of paper to a commanding officer who then calls his major in, who puts his life on the line every day, and says, by the way, you've got to get out in 6 to 9 months. Well, sir, I've got a 6-month tour left. Yeah, well, you got to get out in 3 months. Now, I want you to keep your mind on your job here, keeping everybody alive, keeping yourself alive. Oh, by the way, here, you better call your wife and tell her to get ready. Start packing. I mean, is this so incredibly ludicrous? I've got to call in to Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and I'd like to know what Congressman LaMalfa is doing about this. Is this something he can do anything about? Can he talk to the Department of Defense? Can he and other congressmen get together and come up with something that says, wait a minute, guys, you want to get rid of these, you want to fire these people? Fine. I understand that. I understand reduction in force. I've had very good people around me get riffed out. But if you're going to do it, let them get home. They've been in combat. Let them come home. Give them a year to get themselves situated, find jobs, and then move on. You know, this is not 7-Eleven. This is not 7-Eleven where you fire somebody and they go off to someplace else, but nobody's shooting at them. Nobody, well, maybe in some 7-Elevens, but nobody's shooting at them. They're not, you know, thousands of miles away from their family. This whole thing just smacks of a total breakdown in leadership in the Army, as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? I have my Army friends. I have my my whole family's been in the Army. My good friend Ted Leidy is Command Sergeant Major. When I talked to him about it, he was just appalled that something like this would happen. So what is happening? What are our leaders doing about this? You know what? If the Army and Obama, and it starts right at Obama, it goes to Hagel, and it goes on down, what are our elected leaders doing to protect our veterans? We'll be right back after these messages.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Gold Mart annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Gold Mart annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Is there anything better than an authentic San Francisco-style deli sandwich? Well, if you live in Redding, but your heart's in the city by the bay, San Francisco Deli has got what you're craving. Try the North Beach, hot Italian sausage with Parmesan and marinara on a fresh-baked sourdough roll. Or how about the famous Mamma Mia with salami, mortadella, capricola, provolone, and all the good veggies? San Francisco Deli's been serving Redding since 1977. And whether it's the Giants or the Colt 45s, the folks at San Francisco Deli love supporting their baseball. Head on in, 2395 Athens Avenue, San Francisco Deli.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget brew.
Yes, brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. We're here at 7:48. We got a lot of stuff going on right here.
You know what?
And it's a Monday morning. Let's talk about our weather, Carl. It's 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Isolated thunderstorms is the prediction with highs around 97. Slight chance of thunderstorms with around 68 tonight. Now, we're talking about 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tuesday, tomorrow, it looks like it's a sunny day with 91, mostly clear tomorrow night. Wednesday is highs around 88. We love these temperatures. Wednesday night, mostly clear, around 65. Now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. We love our sponsors. Thank you so much. Because for you and because of you, we've been able to go into 5 years of being on the air. And they didn't think that we could make it after three, you know, all
they didn't
the
think after three
naysayers.
Months. 3 months.
You're going to, you know, so we just really, we just
thanks for the ones
thank
that said
you
we,
so much.
We know you're going to be bankrupt in 3 months. Really? Well, if it's been 5 years, and what are you doing now? Oh, that's right. You don't have a job. That's the one person I'm talking about. Hey, this portion of the show brought you. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, that was not cool. That was not cool, I apologize for that because, but you know, doesn't it kind of like
you have a tendency
you?
To be competitive?
I am competitive, and I know what kind of personality I have. But when somebody
you
says
were a
to
Marine,
me,
Marines yeah, were competitive.
Well, we have a tendency
you went
out
to fight?
Be that. Yeah, well, I was fighting since I was 10, but or if not younger. But the thing is that it's when somebody says something like that, that's like wishing something was going to happen bad to you. And this is a person we knew and at one time respected. But to have that, to have him say something like that was just, that was uncalled for. And I'm glad he's wrong. I'm glad that we've been supported like this. Thank you so much, Redding. And thank you so much to our advertisers for supporting us. You know, Shasta Gas Propane, so many others have been with us from the very beginning. And this one, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI is going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course. Now, what that means is if you're not sure, if your wife's not sure which kind, or your girlfriend's not sure, or your boyfriend's not sure which kind of gun they want to buy, we're going to give you a gun out there and to qualify with and to take the course with, and ammunition is provided. I say we because I do instruct for Northern Firearms Instruction. It's just one of those things. Now, how do you get a hold of them? ReadingCCW.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Now, Bad Bob said to me, yes, sir, a few minutes ago because we were running through all these things I want him to do. And on the break, when he's trying to do six other things, and I'm just helping him. And when he says, yes, sir, has anybody ever said yes, sir, to you when they really mean damn you? I mean, you can tell. I mean, you hear it every so often in the Marine Corps.
I said it to you the other day.
I mean, I've said it. Yeah. And I've said it.
We were
and
packing.
Said it,
yes, sir.
And I've said it before. Yes, sir. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind or their mind what I just said to them. And it wasn't exactly yes, sir. So, Bad Bob, did you really mean that? Did you really mean to damn you? But that's the closest thing I can get on the air.
Multitasking was in full swing.
The multitasking. Very well said.
You got a small slice of the multitasking pie there at that moment. And as it turned out, people may have noticed Woody didn't have any information at that point.
Because there's a lot of stuff being – hey, you guys were
the
really
– computer was not playing.
No. Well, you were really great. You and Brenda ran – first of all, we preempted the radio program on Saturday, which would have been Boomer Tech because we did the show live from the mall. We had two mics, and you have, like, different guests that are coming up from the mall. We kept saying, get the mic up, get the mic up. And some people just can't get the mic up to their face or they're afraid of the microphone, which meant that we had to turn it up. And Bob and Brenda were just great. They just ran that whole thing. We were able to do it. Center Court, high noon. Question. I'm just going to switch over something because I want to know, Carl. There is a gal, and I'm sorry I can't remember which college that she's going to, but she has a stalker.
Yeah, Dartmouth. She goes to Dartmouth. She's 20 years old, and she's from California, but she asked the campus or the school if she could carry a gun to fend off a man she claims has been stalking her since she was 16. And this guy is a stalker. She has all types of writs against him to stay away. When she came back from Dartmouth to visit her parents, this guy shows up, even though and then when they picked him up, it says charges of stalking, possession of a firearm while under restraining order, and unlawfully obtaining personal information about Woolrich's family. And she asked Dartmouth if she could carry a handgun on campus to defend herself in an event this guy is released and comes to find her. Dartmouth spokesman said, "We do everything we possibly can to make our students feel safe, but you're not going to carry a gun." And so if this guy comes up and stabs you or something like that, well, we're sorry, but that's just our policy. See, at that point then, if I was this girl, I'd say, okay, fine. I've got this guy. He's a stalker. Then I expect you to keep me safe on campus. Now, we already know that campuses are not safe places. They just aren't. I mean, it's, as you know, it's high schools, universities. People walk on and start shooting. Why? It's a gun-free zone. When it's a gun-free zone, you feel very comfortable, or bad guys or crazy people feel comfortable walking on and shooting at people. So now you know that this girl is not going to carry a gun, and you're the stalker who's got a restraining order, which is, by the way, oh, yeah, that's a piece of paper. And once he's released from jail, he can go back to Dartmouth and just follow her or do something. So what is the campus going to do? I guess that's the real question. What is Dartmouth going to do to protect this young girl, this 20-year-old, that's asked to help to protect herself? So what are they going to do? Are they going to assign a policeman, a campus policeman to her? I don't know. But it seems like to me that they're letting, you know, with this type of decision, that they have to, by at that point, say, you cannot protect yourself, then we are going to protect you. That's why they've taken on that. They've taken on that responsibility. And if they haven't, you know, bad on them. And the whole thing is it's gotten so completely out of balance when it comes to guns and law-abiding people. You know, I remember in college when I was growing up that we had guns in our rooms. Nobody got shot. Nobody was worried about it. We had guns in our rooms because we all went hunting. And, before class or during the season there, we were all away from home. So we just kept our guns in our closets. Nobody worried about people stealing guns or people on campus walking around shooting people. It just did not happen. So you've got a completely different mindset. Now, how many, you know, I'm not going to say it was, 100 years ago, because it wasn't. It was only like 40 years ago, and that people did this. And now we've gotten into such a tizzy about crazy people that we are taking away the rights of a woman who is in danger because she goes to Dartmouth. So here's your choice, Terry. Or Taylor, here's your choice. Leave Dartmouth. But then where are you going to go to? Are you going to go to Harvard? Are you going to go to any of these places? They won't let you carry guns. All these places, except maybe some universities in Idaho, I think.
Or Texas.
Or Texas, maybe down in Florida. They won't, they won't let you carry a gun on campus. So here's the question is, at what point do you just disobey them and you carry a gun anyway? Because guess what? Unless you've got given me a guard to walk around with me, I know this guy he's in jail right now, but the minute he's released, how long is it going to take him to get here to Dartmouth? At that point, do they put a guard on him? Or at that point, do you put that gun back into your purse and you just carry it or in your book bag? I mean,
what's the old saying about better to be judged better be by to 12 be, than carried
okay,
by
so,
6?
Okay, so the guy attacks her. She shoots him, so she gets expelled from Dartmouth. But guess what? She is still alive. Oh, okay. Unless when they told her, no, you can't carry it. And then in the back room, they said, yes, carry one. But we can't just say everybody can carry one, but you can carry a gun. I would hope they'd say that. But why do I get the feeling that Dartmouth would never do that?
I have to ask a question. And I know this is going to, it may come across, I'm just going to say it. Because of, for instance, what's happening with St. Louis and the teen that was killed. And the outpouring of, there's always been racial tension. But let me ask you something. Since Obama has become been our president, and some of the things that we feel divided about, do you think there's more racial tension in our country with Obama being president?
A lot of silence here on that. You know what? I think that, that people seem to forget that this country voted into office of President of the United States, most powerful man in the world. And he's a man who, even though he's half white, identifies with the black culture. And so you have something like that. And a lot of people voted for him that part of it is probably because of his color. And a lot of people probably voted against him because of his color. You know, and so the whole thing is that there was a good chance right there to pull all this together. But at the beginning, and probably still too, but not so much now, is that any time anybody disagreed with him or his policies, not with him, but his policies, it made no difference whether you're Republican or Democrat. It was a racial thing. Oh, you're doing it because he's black. And it's taken us a long time to get over that because at this point you have a lot of Democrats and then you have black Democrats and white Democrats and white Republicans and black Republicans. They've noticed that it's his policies that are the problem and not his color. It's the policies. So here we are. Are we further divided racially? I don't know. I think we could ask people, is it things have gotten better? Things obviously have gotten better, so much better over the years. But is there still racial tension out there? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, there's still racial tension out there. I think that, people have a tendency to look for that easy answer, though. I think a lot of the racial tension is based also on the economy. That if you had jobs and good paying jobs for a lot of people, that a lot of tension would go away. Hey, we're going to be back right after the news. Boyce Muse is our guest, and we're going to be talking like businesses and what's going on in Reading and what he thinks. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The former head of the House Homeland Security Committee is sounding the alarm over the growing threat of radical Muslims. New York's Peter King telling the Salem radio network that Sunni militants fighting in Iraq actually pose a bigger threat to the U.S. than Al-Qaeda.
The most lethal of all the Al-Qaeda forces are now with ISIS. They're getting Chechens, they're getting people from all over the Al-Qaeda movement have flocked to ISIS.
King also warns that a number of the ISIS fighters actually may be more dangerous than Al-Qaeda, partly because many of them are Americans, they're wealthier, and also they could slip into the country more easily. Despite a major global crisis, President Obama is off on summer vacation. SRN's Greg Cluxton reports.
There are plenty of brewing issues that could require the president's attention, including the Israel-Hamas conflict, Russia's buildup of troops along the Ukraine border, and the situation in Iraq. Even so, crises rarely have forced Mr. Obama to cancel a vacation. He left over the weekend for Martha's Vineyard. His aides say that the president has the staff and technology to carry out his duties wherever he is. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Lightning has sparked 9 wildfires in the northeastern corner of California over the weekend.
They're spread out. They're, in remote areas. There are new starts. However, the firefighters are working diligently on those to try to keep them contained.
That's Cal Fire spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff. Americans paying a little less for gas on average right now. According to analyst Trilby Lundberg, it has a lot to do with what's happening in the global oil markets.
It's mostly crude oil prices. They slipped in this period and continued translating down through wholesale and into retail gasoline. Also in this period, a smaller reason was that ethanol prices declined.
The lowest prices being paid, according to this survey, in Jackson, Mississippi at $3.19 a gallon. And this is SRN News.
Where God, free will, and love were outlawed. One person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters August 15th. More information at Walden.com.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Tony Stewart says there are no words to describe his sadness over an accident that killed Kevin Ward Jr. Over the weekend, NASCAR fan Jill Segreschi says she wants to hear what investigators have to say.
I know it's under investigation. I think they really have to look at all the different videos and see the different angles and what really happened.
Officials will be taking a closer look at all the videotape. And NASCAR fan Dave Rhodes observed it and said it was wrong for Kevin Ward, the driver who was killed, to get out of his car after a fender bender.
I understand. Yeah, he got clipped. It wasn't a clean hit, but you still have to think of your own safety first before you think anything else.
And the three-time NASCAR champion hit Kevin Ward Jr. Saturday night as Ward walked toward Stewart's car following an on-track incident at the Motorsports Park. Stewart says it's, quote, very emotional time for all involved, and the reason that he decided not to take part in yesterday's race at Watkins Glen. This is SRN News. There's an upcoming concert at Baruch College in New York. This one has nothing to do with students there. All the performers are in their 90s.
I hope I live to be 109, so I can play the piano for you.
That's 99-year-old pianist and composer Irving Fields, who says playing the piano has helped to keep him young.
People say, how come you look so young? You're 99 years old? Well, I call myself 99 years young. You know, age is just a number.
Irving Fields, who turned 99 just last week, will be performing a show tonight dubbed 90 and Going Strong at the college, along with Emmy-winning entertainer Favush Finkel and clarinetist Sol Yagged, both age 91. The concert celebrates their passion and commitment to music and live performance despite their advanced age. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abbott. Good morning. It's August 11th. It is 8:05 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, we remain in positive territory in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow is up 48 points at 16,602, while the NASDAQ's up 33 at 4,404, and the S&P 500 is up 9 at 1,941. Oil's up 68 cents a barrel at $98.33, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.24%. Gold's down $1.90 at $1,309, while silver's up a nickel at $20 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Home Depot's up 14 cents at $82.57. Big Blue's up 66 cents at $187.25, while Tesla Motors is up $13.30 at $261.43. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 right here on KCNR. You want to find out what's happening on Wall Street and much more than that. How are your investments doing? Are these the right investments to have? The experts down at Wells Fargo Advisors are there to help you. They're your neighbors. They want you to be a success. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then head on down to Park Marina Drive and sit across from them and look the guy in the eye or the woman in the eye that wants to help you, wants to tell you how to make the best of your financial resources. Wells Fargo Advisors.
Looks like we're going to have about 102. Forecast has changed a little bit with today's highs. 66 tonight. We have southeast winds to about 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain. Tomorrow looks like we're around 94 with lows around 61. Wednesday's around 89. Our highs on Thursday are 93, back to about 96 on Friday. That's our detailed forecast for this week. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, okay, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now let's get to the phones to Sally, and let's find out what's happening at the Tea Party meeting tonight.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Hello, hello, yeah. Sally.
Tonight we are going to host Brent Weaver, and he's got a new neighborhood watch program going up called Stand Up Reading. And he's going to be telling us about, they have been implementing these neighborhood groups to increase awareness and promote safety in our neighborhoods. And they've started with the one neighborhood that had a lot of problems up there on Olive Avenue right behind the jailhouse. And they have been very successful with eliminating a lot of the crime and loitering going on in their neighborhood, and they're going to come and share with us how to do it. And eventually what they'd like to do is have neighborhood watch groups all over Reading in connection with each other so that we can all share information and work together to make our neighborhood safer.
Okay, and this would be something like the Business Connection downtown or the Reading
yeah.
Business Association Crime Watch, where they
exactly.
If they see something, they put it out on an internet, and everybody can see who they are.
Yep, exactly. And he's also going to Jason Schroeder is also coming, and I think you've had him on the radio before, haven't you?
Yeah, I think Jason's been on one of our shows, but he's the young man that went out behind Mercy Hospital and cleared it.
Exactly.
And
he's great because he's had yeah. the experience and he knows what works and what doesn't.
Well, yeah, this is on private property and he went out and found out what he could do because, as the chief says, he says there's things that we cannot do on public property that you can on private property.
Exactly. We have a lot more power than we think we do on our own property.
Absolutely. So he went out there and cut and bulldozed and shoveled and actually cleaned up all that whole area behind Mercy Hospital.
So I'm encouraging anybody who has problems in their neighborhood with crime, come on out tonight and find out how to work towards eliminating that.
All right. Sally, what time does that start?
At 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carl.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his associates do outstanding work. They work on anytime we have a question.
Crawls under the house and takes pictures,
yeah.
Okay, at 110 outside.
And that's great. In fact, I'm going to call Martin today and discuss all of that he gave to us. And also, he's worked on Bob's systems, too, and it works great. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies, guarantees, warranties, all of this through Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Well, our guest this morning, I'm very thrilled to have finally on the air, is Boyce Muse. Good morning, Boyce.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit nervous on the radio, so bear
well,
with
we
me.
Want to thank you, first of all, for being so wonderfully supportive of the Cole 45s. You've really been instrumental in, A, we just heard that you have been on the board. Before Bassetti even got in the picture, you've been, what, 8 or 9 years, did you say?
Yes, about 8 years, been on the board of directors, worked with Greg Catteray back then. Bassetti, he was around and involved a little bit, but he really got involved in the last couple of years of taking this thing to a whole nother level.
Well, but so have you. You've helped with that, Boyce. I know that you've done a lot of work down there at the stadium. When they're putting in the new, putting in all the new stadium seating and all that, I know that at Muse Concrete was there providing a lot of the labor and materials.
Yes, we were the general contractor. And so the city actually didn't give us the stadium until about 20 days, 21 days before opening weekend. And boy, we went.
Wow.
Yeah, we just loaded up, got prepared, made a schedule, and went in there and hit that thing hard.
That's pretty amazing. Okay, now the other thing I wanted to, I'm sure that we would like to, as we could, before we go to our break, is like, okay, we've heard the name before, but who is Boyce Muse? What is Muse Contract? Let's start a little bit of a backstory.
Okay, Boyce Muse.
What did I say? Muse Contract?
Muse Concrete. Right.
Yeah.
Muse Concrete Contractors.
Yes.
My wife and I actually own several companies. They're all related to construction. I came to Reading in 1963. My wife came here in 1965. So I've been here 50 years. So I've seen a lot of changes. We got into the concrete business in 1979 with another fellow called Mogul Builders. In 1983, we formed Muse Concrete Contractors. And my wife and I have just been going at it. She's the business portion of it in the office, and I'm the field guy. And we don't have enough time to talk about it all, but I will tell you that we are very community oriented. We provide a lot of jobs in this area and out of the area. We are licensed in 3 states. We do business in Oregon, Nevada, California, and we currently have jobs from Crescent City to Fresno. We're all over the place. Yosemite, We're scattered all over the country.
I saw you guys out at Simpson University also.
Yes, we're working at Simpson University. They're expanding out there. And so
so you've lived the American dream.
I am the walking American dream.
Right.
And let's take a break on that one, because that's one of the things we want to talk about. Because I'll tell you what, we met Boyce through Coles 45, really. And then, and since then, we have built a friendship, I'd like to say.
Yes.
And I am proud to have you as a friend, Boyce. But we've never had you on before. And when you say the American dream, I love it, because it's possible out there. And for people to think that, to believe a lot of the stuff you hear is that, oh, that's past. Oh, you can't do that anymore. And if you build a business, thank the government, because you didn't really build it. The government built it. All those kind of things. I know that just gets you going. And I probably said it just to get you going. What you've done for our community, too, as we come back from here. The American dream, the number of people that are hired, that you all are working all over the place. And then what your feelings are about what you're seeing in Reading right now. We've got, with the crime and other issues that are happening. You're very articulate about it. And you are somebody that with a strong business and has mainly weathered this whole thing that's happened in the last 5 years. I think people need to listen to what you've got to say. So we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Boyce Muse, Muse Concrete Contract.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Gold Mart annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Gold Mart annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Don't you think
think that it's boring how people talk. Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored.
Bob's over there cracking up. You're listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. So happy to have you with us this morning. Boyce Muse is our guest. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And before we begin, Tobacco and Brew is our sponsor, as they've been since we started years ago. They've been with us since day one. Tobacco and Brew, located 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee. They've got coffee beans. They'll grind them to any kind of drip system that you may have. They've got all kinds of great coffees of the month, plus the best walk-in humidor in all of the North State. And Joe and Shelley are great Americans, and they have been, like I said, they support the veterans, and they give discounts to veterans as well. Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, our guest, Boyce Muse, and who really enjoy, you know, on the breaks here, because you hear a lot of things on breaks, especially with politicians and such. And talking to Boyce about, and we're going to get to this in a few minutes, because as you said, you and your wife built this. You two work together, and she's the business end of it, and you're the field guy. But working together is not always easy.
Now, no, it isn't.
We were talking, Linda and I, usually, but let's go back, you know, into the American dream. You built everything you have.
Yeah, you know, I say a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I say I'm the walking American, the living, walking American dream. My wife and I both came from very humble beginnings. And when I say humble, I mean very humble beginnings. And I was actually out in the street at about the age of 13 years old in Redding, California. And, you know, make a long story short, Joan and I actually have been dating since high school. And we went out into the world at some point, opened up a small business. It was just a little mom and pop. Her and I and a couple of guys, and we just, one thing led to another. We just kept putting each foot in front of the other, and we worked hard. We treated people great. Joan worked for law firms downtown. I went to work out in the field in construction every day. And one day we woke up, and we were this company employing almost 300 people in the city of Redding, and had an office down south and an office here, and we look around and just say, pinch me. Is this real? But I will tell you, it starts with hard work, treating people decent, treating your employees like you want to be treated, and doing a great job when you go out and do your job. And when you make a mistake, just go back and fix it. And I don't know. It's
You know, that's a big thing, because what you just said is the last part. You take responsibility.
Yes.
And that is this lady said to me one day when she was in here, and she was talking about her young son. She said, well, what would you teach your son, you know, at this age? And it was easy. I would teach him responsibility. I would teach him from a very early age, or her, you know, whether it be a son or daughter, that take responsibility for your actions. I mean, from the point where they, you know, where they take their toys and throw them on the ground, whoa, pick that up. That's your toy. And if you can teach responsibility, then I think a lot of things fall into place after that.
It does. And I can tell you that I am almost to a fault when something goes wrong in our business or anything. I look in the mirror and I tell my people, the folks that work for me, what could we have done to prevent that? If you can back time up and you can't, what could we have done to change that situation? So rather than be a reactor all the time, you plan.
You have to be proactive on that.
You have to be proactive. You plan Absolutely. It, you anticipate, and you'd be shocked at how much things change. And so you're not reacting all the time, because when you start reacting to things, sometimes you get yourself in trouble, especially me.
Well, it's because now you're behind the curve. If you have to react and go back and fix. So if you can anticipate things, come out with a plan, then you don't have to do that. You can actually – That mistake or that error or that way we did something that may not be the best won't ever happen, because you've already addressed it.
Yeah, and that's right. And so that's been part of our philosophy at Muse Concrete through the years. And And, you know, the other thing is we provide a good workplace. We go out and provide a great product. We have a lot of general contractors, the big guys, who want to sit down at the table and work things out with us and have them do their job because we are very good at what we do. And then the other thing is at the end of the day, I always go back to community. We work in and for our community, the people of the community. And then at the end of the day, talking about the Colt 45s, we go back and we actually do what we can to help these organizations. Now, I can tell you that I'm not a guy that gives money to politicians. I just don't believe in it. And I've had people say things to me about, yeah, well, how much money have you given Bossetti? Well, you ask Bossetti how much money I've given him. Zero. If I have $500 to write a check, and I say this all the time, I'm going to write it to a kid's organization somewhere, whether it's soccer, softball, Little League. I got involved with the Colt 45s because we're trying to get our little guys to look up to these big guys and say, I want to do that. We want to keep them busy. We don't want them in the streets. And we want to have role models for them. And that's how I got involved with the Colt 45s.
Well, curious, I just have to ask, you know, going back to, you know, Muse, we hear Muse Concrete. And you said that you had several other companies. How did you get involved with concrete? And why concrete?
Well, it wasn't my passion. As anybody knows, concrete is really hard work. I don't want to say too much. My wife gets excited at me when I tell the real story about us in the early days. But I was working around restaurants in town. I worked at the Shack washing dishes and worked here and there. And a fellow offered me a job as a laborer on a construction site. I'm going to say 1973 or 4, somewhere in there. And I accepted the job as a laborer. And that started it. And then in 1979, we opened up our own business. I was one of these guys that didn't take direction very well, didn't take criticism very well. I'm a Leo, like somebody I know across the table here.
Who had to take direction in the Marines, but, you know. But
well, I can take directions if I know somebody's leading me in a good direction, and if I have faith.
It's no problem.
Yeah, if you – well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but, you have to have faith.
So you decided you were going to be your own boss down the road. I'm going to have my own company.
I wanted to control my own destiny. And I can remember every day I went to work said every day was a better day than the day before. And I always said, you know, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to take risks, which I did. I took a lot of risks and I had a good strong back and two strong hands and we just worked hard every day. And I wasn't the smartest guy in town, but what I did learn early was good hard work, be honest, treat people good. And it always came back to you. And the harder you worked, the luckier you got, you know, and the more things came your way. And then the more we got involved in the community, the better things got. And when I'd get outside the lines a little bit, my wife would always correct me, which I didn't like, but I always listened. And she was always the smart one of the two of us. And
your best friend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what? That's, you know, the times I haven't listened to Linda, and we've all admit it now. All of us admit it now is that she's been right.
I'm not trying to be right, but you know,
we didn't listen. We poo-pooed it. And
this is why it's really it's cool to have
a team.
Yeah. And sometimes it's really weird because you know you think that your spouse is your best friend, and you're different sexes, and you have different backgrounds. But you know, a woman can see things differently than a man, and a man can see things differently than a woman, and they really can complement each other to have a powerful force together.
I think so.
It is. It is. My wife, she worked for law firms in the early years. She's very calculating. She thinks things through. I am like a bull in a china shop, and I put my head down, and I'm going, and I don't look up sometimes. And she was that stable force. And then at, you know, at the end of the day, she was the foundation, you know. And so, you know, it just worked out good. And then, of course, we started having a family. And
now they're in the business too, right?
Well,
kind of.
Our son, you know, and I don't want to get too far off track, but I've always said we have to have a reason for our kids to come back to Reading.
Right.
And I used to go to the planning commission and say, hey, my children are getting ready to go to college. I want them to come back to Reading. Why would they come back here? And so, long story short, during the bad recession, our son decided after school, after college, he wanted to come back and go to work for us for a while. And he worked for us for about 3 years. Today is his first day of his own business. He has left us. He and again.
Father, son.
Well, yes. And here's what I tell people again. You want to live the American dream, go after it, take a risk, and go get it. What I tell my kids is you don't want to be Boyce's son or daughter. You want to be you. My son's name is Ryan. I say, you want to be Ryan. You don't want to be Boyce's son. Go do it. Go live the American dream. We've had ours. I tell people in the city, we've had our dream. We've lived the dreams. Let's let some of these young people live theirs. Let's not depress them. Let them go. Let our city thrive. And so with my kids, it's the same way. I want them to dream. I want them to live and feel what I feel. I mean, I can't tell you what it feels like to live under, live in very, very bad circumstances and then live like we do now.
Well, you have to get down and dirty, and I don't mean dirty like dirty politics, but get your fingers dirty, have a little blood underneath your nails to work really super hard. We understand that, it doesn't mean that you're going to be home at 5 o'clock. You may not get home till midnight. you have sacrifices when you are your own boss. You are now in a whole other realm.
Yes, you are. And I can tell you over the last 5.5-6 years, I've lost a lot of sleep at night. I've lost a lot of hair, a lot of gray hair.
Both of us have. I mean,
wondering and worrying what tomorrow's going to bring and what our politicians are going to do to us rather than.
Well, then let's. Okay, we got to take a break. Let's talk about Reading future politicians, crime. I want to hit on that because we've established your bona fides here. You have started you live the dream, and you proudly say that. Hey, I built a business. My son now is taking his steps out. But what's going to bring my son back or his son back into Reading are things we have to start planning at right now. And if we don't do that, if we don't come up with some leadership and some vision, we're just going to be a little bump in the road. So we need to go forward with that. I know that you're probably one of the best people to talk to about this in the city because you have vision. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, our guest Boyce Muse, Muse Concrete Contracting.
Are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-4433. 5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSave, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is 8:34 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. 100 today. Wow. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Boyce Muse of Muse Concrete. And we're talking about, you know, the American dream. But now we want to talk about, you know, what happens when you run into problems. In our city and our culture and a number of different things. One of the big concerns, topics right now in Reading is crime. I think it seems like it's starting to touch everybody. And now everybody's interest is, how do we stop this? How do we get our arms around crime?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know what the answer is to that. I know doing nothing is not the answer because it's getting worse. And I can tell you, my wife and my entire family was touched by crime. About 2 years ago, while we were at work doing what we do, I'll call them dirt bags. They came into my house on a Friday afternoon, walked past my two bulldogs, and that day I just didn't happen to set the alarm. And they cleaned us out. My wife and I have been together for over 40 years. They cleaned us out. And so the hair stands up on the back of my neck when we talk about crime. We have a very loosely run neighborhood watch. It's not official, but there's several of us in the neighborhood that keep an eye peeled. And I pack an aluminum bat around. I've got after two or three people already. Caught a guy across the street in the garage just before daylight. He broke the car window, hit the garage door opener, was in my neighbor's garage. Tracked him down, got the cops there. They arrested him. He had 9 outstanding warrants on him. This is a common thing in Reading. This is not a one-time deal. So what's the answer? So we all know that we have crime. Another quick story, the River Trail. My wife and I go to the River Trail on the weekends. We go to Sundial Bridge. We go whatever direction. In the last 3 months, I have decided not to let her run by herself. I run a lot faster than she does. Well, the dirt bags are showing up on the River Trail in the mornings now, more and more. Sunday morning, we had an incident on the trail. I had left her. And for some reason, I had this weird feeling. So I turned around, went back toward her, and I caught up with her about 20 minutes later. And there was a guy in pajamas that came out of the woods, you know, and started following her. And there were some people trying to get her attention, but she had headphones on. Anyway, you know the story. So
pajamas?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's strange.
There were two of them. Had I had my bat with me, I'd probably be in jail, but anyway, I don't know what the answer is, Carl. We have to do something. I think this tax that we're going to pay for more police, I think that's a great idea. I have children in the community, and I'm going to have grandchildren pretty soon. So you asked me, do I want more police and a place to put these guys? Yes, I do. Do I like tax? No. I'm the first guy that says, no, I do not want tax. You folks don't manage my money well enough as it is. But I'm not going to be an ignorant guy or a bonehead and say, no, I'm not going to tax, because that day that my grandchild or one of my kids gets affected by one of these criminals.
How much is that worth?
What's it worth? Yeah, you're right. What's it worth?
And I agree. But the thing is that we have to have a well-thought-out plan, you know, that says, okay, when we get this money, it's going to go here and here and here.
I completely agree.
Because you can't run your business by saying, oh, let's just charge a tax on all of my customers and have them, let's just raise, because I did some bad planning here. Oh, you know what? I did this. You know what? Gosh, big mistake on my part. I tell you, let's cover it by getting more money from my customers. You can't run
a business. Does not work that way in the private sector. Yeah.
And that's the problem, that we need people to think that the city is a big business. And we need to run it like a business, just like the county. We need to run the county like a business. We need to have people in there that have written paychecks, have written, you know, that understand business and know that, hey, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep going back to the source.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. And right now in the city of Reading, with city council and staff, I won't say they're completely impotent, but it's tough. There's so much disagreement. I just don't know what and the thing is too is one person puts out an idea and if the other people don't think it works, they all just sit around, disagree, and call each other names. And that's not productive either.
No, it's not productive.
We've got to do something though. We've got to find a solution. In the public sector, you're exactly right. We find solutions or we don't survive. And put under that pressure, if you're a survivor, just like us in the difficult times, boy, there are some difficult decisions had to be made. But again, in the private sector, when we sit around in a staff meeting in my place, when we have 15 in the staff, I get the ultimate answer. I get the ultimate decision.
That's right.
You know, and also with me, the other 15 people sitting around the room, most of them are smarter than me. But I listen to all of them. Then I make a collective decision what's best for everybody. And very rarely does anybody disagree with me. They have faith and trust, and they will follow me through that wall.
But you're right. We have a bunch of diverse personalities and viewpoints. And that's fine. I don't care. You know, our whole thing in the service and other jobs I've had, because I've done a lot of contracting all over the world. But the point is that we all present our best case. And once the commander said, or the boss said, nope, this is the way I'm going to go with it. Now, I may not have agreed with it, but at that point, everything we do goes to 115% to make sure that this thing works, or at least we give it every opportunity and we don't hold back. Because once the decision's made, okay, let's move forward with it. The problem I see with our leadership of the council is that they've gotten into such a this rancor for each other that even if somebody has a decent idea, automatically, it goes down. Frankly, when they voted 5-0 to proceed to put it on the ballot, the tax was great. There was some give and take there. Some things changed. There are things like that. I think that's the way it's supposed to work.
That's exactly how it's supposed
to work. We can't keep doing 3-2, 3-2, and sometimes 2-3. I mean, these things are not productive.
Now they need to choose their battles.
Yeah.
You know, agree to disagree, choose your battles. I was excited about the 5-0 vote, although we know some people are going to fight against it. But, those people who are against that, I'd say, do you have kids? Do you own a business? How's this crime going to affect you and your children or your grandchildren? And because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Not everybody as big as you are and can carry a baseball bat. Your wife should be able to trot on down the or run down the river trail without having guys come out of the bushes and harass her or anybody down there. This whole approach is it's not just crime. It's homelessness and mental problems that we see walking down the streets here every day. As they walk past here screaming at the top of their lungs at something. So, I mean, this whole thing is it's so multi-layered. But the first thing you have to do is clean up the streets from criminals.
Yeah, and it's escalated so fast. You know, I can remember back, and I'll get the year wrong, but I'm going to say in the early 90s, there was a group of us. We were actually, my children were very young back then. We actually thought about leaving Reading and going. We were looking at St. George, Utah and some different places. And there were several businesses. We were thinking about leaving because the criminals were starting to come up here from Sacramento. And we were getting a little bit afraid of the gangs. And wow. There were some shootings going on. And I lived next door to a police officer who actually came. His name is Dean Steinberg. They brought him here from Houston, Texas to help deal with some of this thing. Let me tell you what. They put a halt to it in a hurry, and our thoughts of leaving the community went away. But they put a halt to it. Nowadays, I think it's a little bit more difficult because of the politics of things and, you know, the
litigious society we're in and all the laws they put down that
– yes.
And it's to protect, you know, it's protect people, quote, protect people. But what you end up doing is not protecting the honest people.
Yeah. You know, and what I was going to say to you is this thing has really escalated. I've lived here my entire life, and what I've seen over the last 5 years, especially the last 3 years, is it's unbelievable.
And it's funny, but for me, because we've only lived here 7 years now. And love it. And this is the longest I've ever lived anywhere in my life is right here. Is that in the last, for me, the last 8 or 9 months, maybe a year, is where I've really seen it pick up. But it was about in the last 8 or 9 months that it seems like it's everywhere. Hey, we're going to take a quick shot, a quick break now. Our guest is Boyce Muse. We're talking crime and in the city, right? And leadership in the city of Reading, about the things that needs to move forward, you know, and the business of running the government should be a business and not some whimsical thing that says, oh, well, we made a couple bad decisions. Let's go after more money from the taxpayers. We can't run businesses like that, and I'd like to see the government not run a business like that. But we've got people on the line. Charles, we'll get right back to you right after this break. I'm in the Mudville night.
Get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Gold Mart annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Gold Mart annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Hi, this is Wade Riggs. I'm here with Bruce Blake, the president of Powerhouse Solar. Bruce, you and your wife Sue established Powerhouse Solar in 2003, and since then you've installed more solar energy systems in the North State than anyone. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, Wade, I think it's because we as a company have made a decision a long time ago to sell the very best products we know on the market. At Powerhouse Solar, we don't do cookie-cutter systems because every house is different. Every home is brand new, clean slate. We have to come in and custom design a system using a SunPower panel, the most efficient panel in the world, and putting it together with the best inverters, the best racking, the best installation makes Powerhouse Solar by far the best solution for you and your family. Everything's designed specifically fits their needs. when they've seen what their system produces, they're going to be content with what we said that we would do, we will do.
Find out what a custom-designed solar energy system can save your family. Call Bruce and his staff at Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yes, Monday.
Welcome back.
Great song to bring us in here, 8:50 in the morning. It's the 11th of our August. Can you believe that? Time's flying by. 78 degrees in the downtown studios. You're listening to Carla Lindabot. We call it Free Fire Radio, where everything's happening here. If you don't hear, what do you say? If you don't hear it here, then it's not happening.
Yeah. I mean, if we're not saying it, call us then. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, looking for a Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda. Go no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. And you can get the deal of a lifetime right down there at Redding Crown Motors, whether it's new or previously owned, a car, truck, or SUV. A simply fabulous service department also. All is down at Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by that very large area down there on 555 Cypress Avenue. Let's go to the phones. Charles.
Well, if we're going to have, if this tax is going to be approved, we also, concurrent with that, need to make sure that the Board of Supervisors doesn't go around pulling stunts with any monies that might be sent their way via this tax.
Yeah, if they're getting, if they're for every dollar.
I mean, if the board wants, I mean, you were right there in the studio when Les Spaugh dropped his bombshell Friday, wanting to operate the detention annex not as it has historically been operated as. Historically, it was a medium security facility.
Right.
He wanted to operate it as a zero security facility.
Yeah, but Basinko came in and said, that's not what's going to happen. That's not what's
Well, it's sort of like, I mean, I find myself in the position of the frog and the scorpion. You know, the scorpion is saying, trust me, I'm not going to sting you. And the frog is saying to the scorpion, yeah, but you got that stinger on your tail.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's the type of thing is that, one, we need another 160 beds.
Annex only has capacity for what? You know, 40-something or 60-something?
Oh, you talk, okay, where the old juvie was, not the new one they're building.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's the detention annex, that little brown building that's just on the opposite side of the canal from
I know, and what they said was it was going to be a work release type thing, and, there's got to be more, they need no more information. The other thing, too, is that if for every dollar that the city of Redding, through whatever means, gives to the county for incarceration or something, I would hate to think that they would take money away from the incarceration and crime fighting to...
That's another reason to hold the board and also the city accountable to make sure that they don't just...
How do you hold the board accountable?
Well, well, collectively, we need to get our prior butts off the couch and when the elections come around, instead of, you know, focusing our time on Dancing with the Stars or The Price is Right or our flower gardens out in the back, we actually pay attention to what's going on, and then when it comes time to vote, we actually do exactly that.
Okay.
You know, 30% or 20%, you know, that's not acceptable. Come on.
20%.
You know, that's lazy.
That is lazy. And there's 18% in the whole state.
It's sleeping through reveille. I mean, you were in the military. What would happen to some, what normally happens to people who sleep through reveille?
They get in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Charles. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you too, buddy.
You know what? You can't buy passion.
You know, Charles, is right in there all the time, you know, and he sees things and he writes great. Boyce, okay, we our guest, of course, Boyce Muse, Muse Concrete and Contracting. And we talked about, the crime and how we have to address it and all this, and how you can't, you know, you need to run a government like a business, but I don't know if you can, it seems like you should be able to do that. But
well, it seems like it, but it just doesn't seem to happen that way. It's kind of like our city council. And I'm not going to throw rocks at him too much because I'm not going to go run for city council. So somebody has to, and it's easy to armchair quarterback. But I have to tell you, you can't cater to a very small base unless that's your belief. And I think we have a person or two there that has that belief, and they do what they think is right for their base. But there's 100,000 people in this community here, and you have to do what's best for all. And, we can talk around it all day long. I don't know what the answer is. When it comes to the crime, we need to find a solution. And if what's laid out there by one isn't perfect, I'm okay with that, but let's try something. As we're trying that, let's keep working on it, keep working on it. That's the way businesses run. You can't just say no. And the other thing is I know we're in debt, and I know we've made some bad decisions in the past financially as the city, but you can't stop living because of that. You can't throw a big wet blanket over the entire area, have us live down dark alleys and tents so that we can save our money. It takes money to – you have to spend money to make money, period. If you don't understand that, you need to not run – for office and get out, and we the people need to go vote and vote somebody in there that does understand
it. And we need to have a turnout on there for people that, you know, the other thing too is it's not just the voting. The fact is that you need to get engaged with this. You know, and part of it is community watch, you help with ideas. I mean, everybody's into this. But the also is that you need to hold people responsible for things. And you know, appointing committees to get the answers, I am so opposed to that. I've seen it several times since I've lived here in Reading. I just can't believe that. Here's a committee that they're going to take a good-hearted people, have them do something for 6 months, which, you know, they're hoping at that point everything dies down. Then they come up with ideas which are never implemented, or just one's implemented. So here we go again with more committees. I hate that idea.
Well, you know, we need leadership. And I have to tell you, agree or disagree with what Mayor Bassetti had to say about the tax. You know, at least somebody's trying something. And you know what? Agree or disagree with Patrick Jones on the volunteer. I'm okay with trying something, but I'm not okay with shutting everything down. I think I don't like the taxes, but if my grandchildren or my children fall victim of this, what's it worth to you? And then I'd like to say one thing too about
we got a couple minutes.
Turtle Bay thing, you know, completely off that subject. I was listening to a radio show this weekend and I heard something said about the Turtle Bay. And it had to do with reasons why we don't want the hotel coming. One of the reasons given was, well, McConnell Foundation will indemnify the city over this, over lawsuits. And I heard the radio guests say, well, I don't trust that, whatever. Let me tell you what. For a man who's been signing contracts for 35 years, if I sign a contract and I say I'm going to indemnify the owner or the general contractor, it's binding. It's done. So for somebody to spew that kind of information over the radio or to their base, and if the people believe it, they're uninformed or they don't want to believe anything else. But if the McConnell Foundation is going to indemnify me for anything and they sign it, hey, it's binding. And they're on the hook for it, period.
You know, there's a lot of – you know, we need to have this is a big thing here. And for me, is Reading open for business? Is Reading ready to move forward? Is Reading ready for a campus down there with all types of museums and with events going on down there? If we are, we're going to build it.
Yeah. You know, I'll go back to – for me, I can only look at it from my point of view. I have children who've gone off to college. What's going to bring them back? I don't want to be a community of 95-year-old people running around in wheelchairs. I want the young people. I want them to experience what I experienced. I live the American dream. I mean, where else in America would a radio station have a guy like me on the radio?
Where else would there be a radio station like this?
Where on the planet would a guy like me be able to sit and have lunch with a gentleman who served the military like Carl did? And thank you for that. I mean, only in America. So we need to move forward. We need to look forward. Well, get out of the past.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Voice Muse. Woo! You know what?
Great way to start our day.
Yeah, it is. You know, here's a guy that made it work and lived the American dream.
Warrior.
And he wants everybody to be able to have that shot at it.
Thank you for being our
tomorrow,
guest, boy.
Tomorrow, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Things have calmed down in Ferguson, Missouri in the aftermath of last night's rioting. The violence being replaced by something else. Outrage over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by police. The FBI is investigating. Last night's violence followed a vigil for the man who was shot. Crowds looted and burned stores, vandalized vehicles, and taunted police officers decked out in riot gear. More than 30 people were arrested. Iraq's new president has snubbed incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki by directing the deputy parliament speaker and not al-Maliki to form a new government. Meanwhile, the U.S. has started arming Kurdish forces directly instead of going through the government in Baghdad. Mideast expert Michael Eisenstadt thinks it's a good move.
It's a major change. I think will have a positive benefit.
Eisenstadt.